Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, he stated that I, from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I heard him saying this, I heard this. He is narrating the hadith. He said that I heard Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated that seven men are such about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will put them under His mercy when, apart from Allah's shadow, the shade of His mercy, there will be nothing other than that present. In other words, the day of Hashr, He is directing us towards that day. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's statements, his sayings, for us there is a path, a route. That how can we, in which way can we attain the ranks, status, good level, station, which could be good for us in this world and in the hereafter. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the ummah, for the nation, he defined for us great routes, paths, methods. When in the hadith we have such points and guidance, then it means this, that not just to hear, rather the direction that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given to us is that, look, this dunya, this world, this is temporary, it will end. And we can see this every day in our lives. The child that we are happy about some days back in front of us, we see that child in front of our eyes. Then the teeth come out. Then he starts to eat. Then he starts to speak. Then he starts to move around. Then he starts to stand. Then he starts to walk. Then along with that, he starts to read. Then practical life starts. The same child in front of us, we see time passes, becomes a young person, youthful. Then when the time comes, we get our children married, and we old people who have children, and we see this in front of us. And further, whilst we watch this, witness this, and then one day a person disappears from this world. Yes. So if we pay attention with our eyes, and a person, he sees, and he thinks, how did all this happen? So quickly the time passes. It's surprising, shocking for a person to actually, when he sees that, he thinks it's shocking. But where does he go? And that's the time about which the Holy Prophet ﷺ is mentioning, that will be the consequence, that on the day of resurrection, a person will be stood and Allah will gather all the people together. What will be the scene at that time? What will be the scene of panic, running around here and there? Think about it. Just today in front of us, what we're seeing is going on, the panic. Yeah, which is just a bit of, what should we say? We cannot even imagine compared to the day of resurrection. There's nothing to compare to that day of Hashr. So what will be our hal? Yeah, even now at the moment there's food and drink, but at that time we are still afraid in our homes. What's happened? Still everything's there. And may Allah Ta'ala not allow something worse to occur, and we'll be even more distressed. So brothers, at least we've got something. Yeah, we've got assistance and help, etc. But that day, the day of resurrection, will be severe. Severe, and will happen quickly. It will come quickly. So on that day of resurrection, Allah Ta'ala said that seven qualities, make them inherent with you. Create them within you. If you have those seven qualities, if you prepare them and develop them within you, then that day that will come to will be so severe and hard. The Prophet ﷺ has drawn out a sketch for us, a scene. Subhanallah. The Prophet ﷺ said, it would be such a severe and hard time, and if we develop a quality within us and we try, where will that assistance come on the day of Hashr? Those good qualities will help us. That the person will then be taken to the shade of Allah's mercy. The shade of Allah's mercy. If he has the good qualities, then tell me, what a great way out. Relief for a person at that time. relief. We can imagine today if it's announced now that everything's ended now, the problem's ended, and normal life, everyone come out, watch the celebrations that will take place. There'll be happiness beyond happiness. Oh, we're so happy, we're enjoying ourselves now. But think for a moment now, that day when we'll come out of our graves and we'll be gathered on the day of resurrection, subhanAllah, at that time a good piece of news will come to a person, that come here you come here and come into the shade of Allah's mercy and you have been chosen. Have you done that action, that preparation about which the Holy Prophet ﷺ, he told you, and you practiced on it, and you are deserved of this rank? You didn't come into the trap of dunya, into the trick of dunya. You developed those qualities within you, those seven qualities that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, and you are deserved of this shade in the mercy of Allah. So imagine the happiness then. What satisfaction will come? Relief. So let's talk from one of the qualities from those seven that we should develop to give us that release is what? SubhanAllah. This is narrated in Bukhari and Muslim. This hadith is present in Sahih Muslim, Sahih Bukhari. It's not a minor hadith. Not a minor hadith. Such a person, the Prophet ﷺ said, one quality is Rajulun Dhikrullah. Such an individual who remembers Allah and in isolation, subhanAllah. He does dhikr in isolation, seclusion on his own. And whilst he does dhikr, whilst he does dhikr in seclusion, in his eyes, from his eyes comes a tear. SubhanAllah. And he's crying. He's crying, lamenting, seclusion, isolation, dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, and a tear rolls from his eyes. Such an individual who has this quality, who does this action, who develops this emotion, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the dunya, in this world, is giving the good news that tomorrow you will come into the shade of my mercy. SubhanAllah. This is the dhikr of Allah, the effect. This is the benefit. Shaytan. How he's taken us far from dhikr. Shaitan. Yeah, leave dhikr. Why do dhikr? Oh, leave dhikr. What's the point of doing it? He says to us. He influences us. Our thoughts. So, we have been advised, this hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim, you can read it, that the dhikr of Allah is such an action, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, that it prepares a human being so much dhikr of Allah. Just like now we have started doing dhikr of Allah. I'll say, I will do dhikr. And I arrive here to this gathering. I have the intention. So dhikr, remembrance of Allah, it creates this quality within a person, this attribute. First of all, isolation. He likes to be in seclusion on his own. His heart is not attached to the wastefulness of the world, waste of time activities. He starts to depart from that, detach from that. Automatically, this is the quality of dhikr. You don't have to be told. You've just done dhikr. Dhikr, you have learnt, and you've promised that just the way the sheikh has prescribed to me, I'll do dhikr in that way. And you are just living your life. You're going to your shop, running your business, you're at home, and the women folk are making the food, her habits, maybe your salah is weak, and she does everything, she doesn't do parda maybe, but she's taken all of dhikr, say. This is an example. Maybe she's weak in other activities, she takes off dhikr, the quality of dhikr now. When she starts doing dhikr of Allah, she does dhikr, then automatically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instill nur, light into her heart, subhanAllah. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah, due to dhikr. Otherwise, no one's guiding her, forcing her, pushing her, do this, do that. No, she starts doing dhikr of Allah. My sheikh has advised me, instructed me, morning, do this many tasbih, in the evening, do this many tasbih. She's habitual, regular, she continues. And very fortunate is a person if he's regular. Oh, I don't feel like doing it, I try. That person's gone. But the person says, that's it. Sins, I can't get rid of the sins, it's hard for me, I don't pray salah completely, okay, but Hazrat Sahib or my teacher guide has instructed me, prescribed dhikr to me, okay, I'll do dhikr regularly, just do this much. When a person starts to do dhikr and initiates it, after that the dhikr of Allah, it will take effect inside that person. It will release its colors and the effects. The same women and men, when they start doing dhikr regularly, morning do dhikr, evening do dhikr. This is the halakha of dhikr. Sit in the halakha. The gathering like nowadays, today, alhamdulillah, we have the halakha. You individuals and hazrat, you're sitting. There's no benefit or not, tell me. Isn't there? Yeah, so maybe we're afraid in sitting down now at the moment. We're shaken because so that corona doesn't come. Corona doesn't grab us. And due to that fear, we said, no, no. Okay, at least you sat down, alhamdulillah. But dhikr will take effect, I tell you. Allah's karam and mercy promised that due to this fear and being scared, due to the fear of that virus and the germs, Allah Ta'ala has brought us to His dhikr. Even that is good. Even that will give its effect. If you promise today, inshallah, we'll regularly do dhikr in the same way afterwards. Just like due to the fear of death, due to the fear of corona, we're doing dhikr. So we won't do dhikr in the future due to that. We'll do dhikr for another reason. And we'll promise. Let's promise ourselves. Allahu Akbar, Allah's greatest. So dhikr, my colleagues, what does it do first? When a person starts to do dhikr of Allah, remembers Allah, a good change comes into him, a reformation, improvement. Improvement. As he improves, what's the first improvement that comes? The hadith is telling us, that as a person does dhikrullah khaliyan, in isolation, seclusion on his own. So he starts to like being away from noise. Quickly, let me finish my work, go home, I'll do dhikr. Oh, I'll go there, I'll sit down, that match and this match. No, I don't feel like going. His heart doesn't feel. Automatically his heart won't feel. Not this, that someone's forced you not to do that. Why don't you come? I don't know why he didn't come. He just didn't feel like coming. This happens sometimes. I don't feel like eating. No, I don't want to meet you. So what does dhikr do? The effect, once you do dhikr, your heart feels automatically, says, no, I don't feel like going there. I don't want to come. Oh, come on, we'll go there. Let's go there. He says, no, my heart doesn't feel like it. This is the effect of dhikr on that person. Automatically, doing dhikr, he starts to like being on his own or being away from noise and clamor. He goes more towards isolation. He says, oh, forget all these wasteful friendships and too much noise and just all these relatives, so-called, to an extent, salam, dua. But he doesn't do waste of time discussion, arguing, quarreling, going to that person's house, disputes and spreading this and that. No. Okay, fine. Of course I'm going to preserve my relationships and that, but not hasad, not envy, not wasteful. He just does it a minimum, not waste of time, just meeting for the sake of it. So all things that are wasteful, not beneficial, he starts to reduce and diminish. This is the success of the dhikr. The dhikr of Allah, doing it on your own, in isolation. So when this feeling develops within a person, he starts to like isolation, and dhikr of Allah, he's got that great treasure, alhamdulillah. So then two things are created. One is that he starts to like sitting in isolation on his own, alhamdulillah. And what's he doing? Dhikr of Allah. So this is a quality that the dhikr of Allah creates within a person, that he likes to be away from wasteful things. And on top of that, the reward he'll get, a great reward, is of ikhlas, sincerity. So being away from the noise, isolation, the reward is ikhlas. And ikhlas is the root, ruh, spirit of all deeds. So when a person starts dhikr, all the sins were present, he wasn't praying salah, she didn't observe parda, but they started dhikr, subhanallah, dhikr takes effect, he seats him away from waste, and makes him separate from everyone else, and remember Allah in isolation, all the wasteful love comes out of the heart, and that person following those stages, doing dhikr, mubarak, congratulations to that person, alhamdulillah, his dhikr is very successful. And what do we think? Dhikr is good if you see kashf and visions and miracles, you start to see dreams and you see things and feel things and emotions and crying and you're pious. This is not the sign of success of dhikr. The sign of successful dhikr is this, that his heart, from his heart automatically with time, with effort, all wasteful things come out, they're extracted. Isolation, seclusion, being on his own, he likes that, it's beloved to him. And automatically sincerity comes to that person. What's isolation? It means ikhlas, seclusion, ikhlas, sincerity. So three qualities, where did he start and where did he get to? So he leaves and detaches himself. Not that he's showing off, his heart doesn't feel. Just doesn't feel. Doesn't feel, he doesn't say, I don't want to meet you, you're dirty and pure, I'm pious, I'm better than you. No. This is wrong. This is not the right thinking or feeling. No, he just doesn't want to. For example, you put food in front of somebody, if you don't feel like eating, say, I just don't feel like eating too much, I just want a little bit, or I don't want to eat. Maybe you'll eat a few morsels. And then that same way, that's how a person feels, that he doesn't dislike anyone, he doesn't hate anyone, he doesn't say I'm pious and I'm better than you. No, it's just a sort of simplicity comes into that person's life, humbleness you could say, and he just doesn't feel easy sitting amongst too many people. So he feels more easy when he's on his own or she's on her own. So dhikr gives that feeling of being more wanting to be alone and remembering Allah. So when these feelings he gets in his destiny, that he likes to sit in isolation, seclusion, away from noise, clamor, and he starts to become a dhakir, then Allah Ta'ala gives him another level, a higher level. Subhanallah, say subhanallah. A higher status. What does the status that Allah Ta'ala gives then? Is that from his eyes the tears start to roll out. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Eyes. Those same eyes, think about it, before dhikr, he never even could think, imagine of crying on anything, or even having any pity on anyone, and he could never imagine that reciting the name of Allah would result in tears coming. He said, forget it, I don't want to do dhikr, forget it, I don't want to do this. This was his condition, but he took hold of dhikr, and he sat next to a dhakir, and he got to this rank status, the isolation, seclusion, remembering Allah, not just on his own, rather his eyes are bearing, testifying. When he cries, his eyes are testifying. The eyes are testifying that Allah, oh Allah, I love you, I have fallen in love with you, oh Allah, I have fallen in love with you, subhanallah. When a person falls in love with somebody, muhabbat, love, subhanallah, then the first sign of that is that for that person, the tears come out of the eyes. When you love somebody, when you love Allah and you remember Allah, then you remember that person, isn't it? And if his name, someone mentions his name in front of you, then imagine how the tears will come out of your eyes. A child, your son, for example, if your daughter, and you have loved that person immensely. Obviously, a person loves his children. And if your son or daughter goes far from you and lives far from you, distant from you, and somebody comes to meet you and he speaks about your son or daughter, when you'll speak, then in your eyes, the tears will start to come. When you hear the child's name, this is love, muhabbat. So here what's being mentioned? The isolation, seclusion, detaching yourself from the noise, dhikr. Not for the love of the world. Who's looking at you doing dhikr? Ikhlas has come, sincerity has come. You're not crying in front of anyone else. You know, crying nowadays, this is also showing off. And this become in tarawees, you're reciting tarawee, reading tarawee. A person starts to cry. Okay, it happens. Maybe from hundreds of thousands, there's maybe a person when he reads Quran, and he gets to that position. So this is a bit of a drama. It's a drama. Showing off. Yes, in isolation, have you read Quran on your own and cried then? So in front of people, you're reciting Quran and the noises are coming out. Yeah? This becomes riya for a person. Control yourself. A person should control himself. What do you attain? Yes, you get the status of riya, showing off pride. So, here, what we're discussing, seclusion, being on your own, ikhlas, and so there's no one around. Who are you going to show to crying? Who are you going to tell that you cried? You're naming Allah, remembering Allah, and your eyes are testifying that you've fallen in love with Allah. Allahu Akbar. Oh Allah, I've become yours. Oh Allah, I am your ashik. I love you, Allah. I have love for you, Allah. Oh Allah, I'm desperate that I'm remembering you, Allah, and I can't stop crying. Subhanallah. This is the great status, brothers. This is to be achieved. So where did that person start from? What was his condition when he started to do the dhikr? And where has he arrived to? That nothing of the dunya has no... He's not crying over the love of the dunya. He's sitting in isolation, seclusion. Nobody's watching him, looking at him. There's no question of pride or showing off. He's just naming Allah's beautiful name, elaborate name, great name, Allahu Akbar. Beautiful name, elaborate name, delicious name, pure name. He's reciting Allah's. And from his eyes the tears roll out. This is hadith. I'm presenting the hadith to you. This is a hadith. Dhikrullah khaliyan. And then the next point Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said is that his eyes are crying in isolation at that time when he remembers Allah. Subhanallah. So this is the sign. Great status. Great achievement. Look where the dhikr takes a person. When the person gets to this position, status, whilst a person does dhikr of Allah, starts, and he gets to that point, inshallah, this condition comes, this conclusion comes. It's not that it doesn't come. Definitely it comes to a person in his life. Definitely. Yes, every dhakir, alhamdulillah, in his eyes, whatever status he's on, his eyes, they become moist when he does the dhikr of Allah. The heart cries. The heart cries. The rewards for this, Allah has mentioned great reward. And then Allah says, what will He give to that person? That come, Allah says, come. They used to love me in the world and cry with my name. You used to cry, and your eyes used to cry. Come. On that day, Allah says, come to that place on this day where you will get no shade. And you'll only get the shade of Allah's mercy that's waiting for you. My rahmah is waiting for you. My mercy is waiting for you. Look at the hal of people at that time on the day of resurrection. 50,000 years longer than that of the hereafter. They'll be stood drowning in their sweat. Severity. Difficulty. Same libas. Imagine the person who does the dhikr of Allah at that time. No libas at that time, no nothing to protect us. But the person who did dhikr, his eyes, they will have testified, he will have cried. And subhanAllah, that person, what's the reward he'll get? But Allah Ta'ala knows every thought inside our heart. When a person does dhikr, Allah is watching, he's seeing. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. When you do dhikr, Allah says, I'm watching everything. I'm watching everything. I'm very close to you at that time when you remember me. So Allah is watching everything. So how will Allah Ta'ala forget everything at that time? Allah says, in that day will there be no other shade, no protection. SubhanAllah. Come to me, come to the shade of my mercy. O woman, come to the shade of my mercy. So this is, as Abu Huraira radiallahu an, he narrated, when he heard this and he communicated to us. Allah's Nabi said, and he delivered this message to the whole world, do amal on this, my friends. As Abu Huraira radiallahu an saying that, do this amal, do this action, great reward will be waiting for you. I heard myself from Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from his blessed statement and tongue. I narrate, I testify, whatever Rasulullah said, it is confirmed, it is sealed, it will occur, it will occur. It's impossible, it will not occur. Now tell me, should we run away from dhikr? Should we avoid dhikr? Should we not do dhikr, or do dhikr when coronavirus comes? When our breath is difficulty in breathing? No, do dhikr for love of Allah, for your akhirah. Hereafter, many coronas will come and go. They'll come and go. What will they do? What will they do? Nothing. Nothing. Should we do dhikr out of the fear of virus? No. We're promised that we will never leave the dhikr of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Yes, great reward of Allah Ta'ala's, that Allah Ta'ala gives the ability to someone to perform his dhikr. Where does he start? He's immersed in sins. Allah takes that sinner, and where does he take that person with the barakah of dhikr? He gets the reward that on the day there will be no shade, no protection. Allah says, I'll give you. Come to the shade of my mercy. Come and sit down and be at ease. Because dhikr, alhamdulillah, improves that person for the better. So if a person wants to change for the better, for example, me, I'm a sinful person sat in front of you, so I don't, my salah is not correct, maybe there's no good amal on the sunnah, maybe there's no parda, it's difficult to practice for us, and obviously nasiha, there's nasiha from all directions, do this, do that, do this action. It's not by listening this advice, you have to do it, implement it. For example, eat this medicine, take that medicine. If you don't consume the medicine, then the cure will not take effect. So Allah Ta'ala has stated the same thing. For us, we have to do this action. Allah's Nabi said that for this, implement dhikr. Not just listen, oh, dhikr is a great deed, and yes, this and that. You have to implement it, this and that, I'm this, I'm that, I've heard this, this happens, and gatherings are taking place. No, amal, action. Allah's dhikr, this is the reward, the benefit. So today, we're sat here, maybe many of us don't pray salah, don't do amal on the sunnah, in our heart we don't have that desire. We say, okay, forget all that. Let me ask a sheikh, a wali Allah, a friend of Allah, what shall I do? Let me start the action. And then you start doing that regularly. And then Allah has told you the consequence, that dhikr from where to where it will take you with the fadl of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us, via the great teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, via the hadith he's given us his message, may Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to practice on this, so that in the hereafter we can be successful and attain those rewards, subhanallah, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that these rewards will be waiting for you in the hereafter. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
لا إله إلا أنت. خاتون ہیں برنی مومنین ہیں, سخت بیمار ہیں, ان کے لیے دعا کے لیے کہا گیا ہے, ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے. اللہ پاک کے خیر و عافیت کا معاملہ فرمائے, اپنی رحمت کا معاملہ فرمائے, اللہ ہم پہ فضل و کرم فرمائے, ان کے اولاد پہ صبر و جمیل نصیب فرمائے, جلد ان کو صحت نصیب فرمائے. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ وآلہ وصحابہ ازواجہ ذریاته اہل بیتہ اجمعین برحمتہ یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین.